This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at cattle for Thursday, December 1st. Well, we have the cattle markets catching a bid yesterday, catching a nice updraft in both the lives and the feeders, taking us right up into the first resistance level on live cattle. Feeders still have a ways to go before we're into that resistance, probably another 50 cents or so, but we're getting pretty close. So we'll see what we can do here. You know, we're right in that seasonal window of putting in a high. I kind of felt that the highs were put in last week in cattle with a jab up and then a reversal down, giving us a pretty decent sell signal. But the seasonal was a little early, so I thought, well, maybe we'll get another push up, retest those highs. So right now, we're back up right into, again, that first resistance, which basically are the old highs. Before we jabbed the high last week and then failed, the previous two highs or high in like December was from late October. That's getting tested. Not so much on the December. We're still about 50 cents away from that test, but the Febs, those previous, that previous double top high from mid-August to mid-September, now is where the market got to yesterday. So it is a resistance level that was taken out recently, but now we sold off back down below it. Now we're back up testing it. So that might sound confusing, but basically we're back up to an old resistance level. The market stalled there yesterday. So we'll see what kind of follow through we get today. But it's also the first resistance levels that we would look for on the way up to test the highs from last week. So it's just a long way of saying that we're running up into some, I think, where we'll get some headwinds here as far as the upward momentum. Cash trade is still pretty quiet so far this week, but box beef values again were mixed. Choice was up 14 cents at 255. Select was down 81 cents at 225. The spread picked up 95 cents. So we're sitting at 29.87. And that's the highest the spread has been in about a month. So it's interesting to see after a pretty long slide, we've snapped back fairly quickly, just in a matter of 3 days. We've rallied a good $12 on that spread between choice and select. Movement yesterday was 190 loads, a good healthy number there too as well. Slaughter rate so far this week at 384,000 head. That's down 2,000 from last week, but it's up 15,000 from last year. The feeder cattle index was down 45 cents. We're sitting at 178.40. So I think, I think we're close to a turning point here where the packers and the retailers are pretty much going to wrap up their purchasing for the Christmas and New Year's holiday. After that, then we start looking at the focus becoming more of what your demand typically is after New Year's, which is more of your lower grade cuts and a lot of ground beef. So the box beef values, I think we're starting to show that. Again, just 3 days ago, we were sitting at $17 spread. And I mean, it was declining fairly quickly. And we're getting a quick snapback. I would expect that will start to decline again as you focus more on those lower grade cuts as we work our way through December. Seasonally, the market does tend to stall in the first part of December, and we are in that window, so we're looking for some sell signals. We're looking for a failure at resistance would be, you know, our first thing. And again, yesterday we got to the first resistance, so it's an important time period in here. We're at an important price level for both, well, for lives. Feeders still have a little bit more that they could push higher before they run into that resistance. So we're on point. Looking for the markets to roll over at some point in here and probably work their way lower through December. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.